Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Under the Dome, a novel by Stephen King, narrated by Raul Esparza.
Who are you looking for? What was his name? You can probably find him at the football game. It's a small town. You know what I mean. It's a small town, son. And we all support the team. James McMurtry. The Airplane and the Woodchuck. 1. From 2,000 feet, where Claudette Sanders was taking a flying lesson, the town of Chester's Mill gleamed in the morning light like something freshly made and just set down. Cars trundled along Main Street, flashing up winks of sun. The steeple of the Congo Church looked sharp enough to pierce the unblemished sky. The sun raced along the surface of Presteel Stream as the Seneca 5 overflew it, both plane and water cutting the town on the same diagonal course.
Chuck, I think I see two boys beside the Peace Bridge, fishing.
Her very delight made her laugh. The flying lessons were courtesy of her husband, who was the town's first selectman. Although of the opinion that if God had wanted man to fly, he would have given him wings, Andy was an extremely coaxable man. And eventually, Claudette had gotten her way. She had enjoyed the experience from the first. But this wasn't mere enjoyment. It was exhilaration. Today was the first time she had really understood what made flying great. What made it cool. Chuck Thompson, her instructor, touched the control yoke gently, then pointed at the instrument panel. "I'm sure," he said, "but let's keep the shiny side up, Claudie, okay?"
Sorry.